Ukraine's Russia-leaning new president could make life difficult for Christians. Sudan's peace accord paves the way for ministry growth, and a ministry marries rings to the hope of Christ in Haiti. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Election watchers in Ukraine say Sunday's presidential runoff election was fair. That's pressuring Western leading Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko to concede to pro-Russian opposition leader Viktor Yanukovych. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba is concerned.
He will, in most cases, copy what happened in Russia in terms of religious freedom. And that's where our concern is, and that's where we like all our supporters to pray that the unlimited freedom for evangelism, for ministry, for church growth, will continue to remain there.
Rakhuba says their Schools Without Walls program is providing the leadership needed to see growth in these areas.
We provide basic biblical training. We help them with character formation, with skill training. We help them to get involved more actively in outreach on behalf of their churches, and to mobilize them, their churches, and get involved in community.
It's needed because many are unable to work in ministry full-time because they can't support their families on ministry salary. Next, 2010 marks the fifth year since Sudan's North and South signed a comprehensive peace agreement. The accord brought an end to civil war, but unrest proves the mood is anything but peaceful. Kids Alive's Matt Parker says,
in the coming year, a referendum is planned to decide on whether the north and the south of the country will split.
Poverty and war have already created a wasteland. As refugees return to their homes in South Sudan, the problem of street children becomes greater. Kids Alive is helping more than 300 children. They recently launched a children's home in the town of Wau,
which bought land in the town. And our goal over the next year is to raise the money that we need for construction and be working with more children in that town.
Pray for the Kids Alive work in Sudan.
We provide a safe place for these children to live, provide medical care, we provide education. One of our key goals as Kids Alive is to reach these children with the good news of Jesus Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Over 400 people a day contract HIV/AIDS in Kenya, leaving behind millions of orphans. Unfortunately, AIDS Orphan and Mission Society missionary Michael Egwanda says,
it will take tons of money to support now 2.5 million orphans in Kenya. My point was, there should be a better way to take care of the orphans, and a cheaper way for that reason.
Egwanda has made that way by asking the extended families of orphans to take care of them. Living with their families gives them a normal family environment. Most Kenyan families can't handle this financially, and that's where MIS is stepping in.
We'll make sure that he goes to school. When he's sick, we'll take him to the hospital, and we'll buy clothes for him. We'll make sure that this boy is taken care of, and also have an opportunity to share the word of God with him.
Learn more about sponsoring an AIDS orphan at our website. Meanwhile, what do wedding rings and water wells have in common? It's Living Water International and a partnering ministry called With This Ring. Couples from around the country donate their wedding and engagement rings to WTR to convert into fresh water wells. This year, Valentine's Day ring auction proceeds go to LWI to rebuild wells destroyed by the earthquake in Haiti. By providing clean wells, teams can also share the living water of the gospel. Our website has more details. And Global Aid Network has sent counselors to Haiti, but not to speak to victims. Instead, these professionals are training pastors on how to counsel people who have been through trauma. Pastors are especially key in this process, since GAIN USA President Dwayne Zook says Haitians are asking the why questions about God. Besides trauma counseling, GAIN is also providing food, water, and medicine, and plans to stay in Haiti long term. Please continue to pray. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available a copy of Sammy Tippett's revised book, The Prayer Factor, to help you learn the great truths about prayer, a factor that will revolutionize your life, our church, and society. To get your copy, which includes a study book, call 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.